Hello, I'm Michael Naptad, and this is my reflection for Model Senate. So my role in Model Senate was Richard Durbin as the minority whip for the Democratic Party. And so basically my entire role was like whipping votes. I was trying to persuade people of both parties to support bills that my party's affiliation supported and basically get those amendments and bills passed. I was basically the persuader of the party. I really liked this role because it was kind of like a leader behind the shadows. Like, I wasn't the executive or the party leader. Instead, I was kind of the, you know, guy behind the curtains pulling the strings. The hardest part about my role was probably drafting 3 different speeches, which was a lot of difficulty for me because I didn't exactly know how each bill was going to turn out or if it was even going to go to Senate. So it was very difficult to draft these speeches that might be drastically different later on. During the actual exhibition, I was actually sick for a majority of it. But for the day that I was actually there doing committee, I was extremely engaged, probably like one of the most active roles there. And so I just like walked around to each committee, basically listened in on all the speeches, all the voting procedures, and then during caucus is when I really had an active role, when I was just going around asking what everybody's views were and how I could, like, maybe give them something like a compromise or amendment to support the bills that I wanted to pass. I think our Senate did rather well. My only complaint about it was I think the bills were a lot more Democratic than they should have been. Like, we had a majority of the Republican Party in this model Senate, yet I would say every single bill and piece of legislation that was written was fairly liberal. So I feel as if it would have reflected the actual Senate better if we had more Republican bills that the majority party actually wanted to push, instead of the minority party really wanting to get, like, Republican votes. But other than that, I think Model Senate was a huge success. It really illustrated how well we have to cooperate with our other senators in order to get anything done and not just have a bunch of dead committees and dead bills. And so going off of that, I would say Model Senate, or Senate and Congress, are not broken, but rather the people in it kind of decide what happens. Like, I would say our Senate worked and cooperated rather well, and I think a large part of that is that a lot of the people in our class are very liberal, and so even though they may be playing conservative roles, they still, maybe absent-mindedly, still want, like, liberal bills to pass and, like, compromise with liberal politicians. And so I think that created a lot of cooperation and compromise within our Senate. And I think we actually managed to draft and amend some 3 very fantastic bills. And so I don't think the actual process of Congress is broken, but rather we just need to have congressmen and women who are willing to compromise and work together. So all in all, I think this project was a huge success, and I'm glad I got to learn a lot about the inner political workings of the U.S. Senate. Thank you.